under the influence of Judaism, devotion, and Valentin Potocki converted to Judaism. He left the University of Paris and went to Amsterdam. And in Amsterdam, he was this guy here. He became a Geir Tzedek. And then he left Amsterdam and he came to Vilna. And he sat in one of the Kluizen in Vilna. And later he left Vilna and he went to a little town outside of Vilna. It's a whole long story and we'll be here forever if I tell you the whole story. But maybe sometime along the line in the trip we have time, we'll learn more details of the story. But anyway, he was in hiding because he was the son of Graf Potocki, and of course it was not permissible at that time. This, in the 1740s, for anyone to convert to Christianity, and certainly someone
convert
of his
stature,
convert to Judaism, and someone of his stature. He went in hiding, he sat in the kollel, and he learned Yom Valayla, and someone informed on him, a Jew informed on him. Oh, we know the name of the Jew informed him, but I'm not going to tell you his name. No, the Jew wasn't his mother, Chas v'Shalom. The Jew informed on
him.
I know the Jew's name, and the Jew's descendants are alive today, and there are people who won't marry into the family because this Jew was Moser on Valentin Potocki, right now in 1997. Anyway, a Jew was Moser on him. This Jew lived in Ivia. We passed near Ivia on our way to Mir later this week. Tomorrow, I think. hard to follow time in this.
Wednesday.
This trip.
Wednesday.
Anyway, he was informed on. He was arrested here in Vilna. He was imprisoned. He was tortured. Family was called in. Everything was done to try to get him to recant his conversion. He refused. He said he wanted to die al kiddush Hashem. And there's much more that goes into the story. Allegedly, I don't know if this is true or not. Everything I told you till now, we have evidence for it. His claim that the Vilna Gaon himself went to see him in his cell, and we actually have a record of the conversation in Jewish folklore of the conversation between the Gaon of Vilna and Valentin Potocki. Any event, he died al kiddush Hashem. He was burned to death, and one finger, so it is said, one finger that remained of Valentin Potocki was taken by a Jew who was sent by the community to be there, to be present at the kiddush Hashem, and to try to rescue whatever he could. This finger with some ashes was then brought to the old, to right here, to the Schnippischer Cemetery in Vilna, and he was buried in a corner of the cemetery, nowhere near the Vilna Gaon. Why do I say that? Because in all the Jewish history books, in an art scroll, you'll see that he was buried next to the Vilna Gaon. He was never, ever buried next to the Vilna Gaon until fairly recently. Anyway, he was buried at one end of the cemetery, and an ohel was built over the cemetery in the 20th century. Before that ohel was built over the cemetery, a tree grew by his grave, a huge tree. And people from all over the world came here, and there are people alive today who remember the tree that was by the grave of Valentin Potocki. Anyway, Poles came here, Lithuanians or Poles, chopped down that tree just to get Jews angry. So that tree no longer existed by the late 1920s. Then an ohel was built over the ohel set on it, and there are photographs of the ohel available. The Ron volume, for those of you who are looking at the Ron volume today when we're in the museum, beautiful photographs, and it said on it, Geir Tzedek. And I've met many Jews, even recently, in the last few weeks, who visited here, were by the grave of the Geir Tzedek. I spoke a few days ago with a Jew who was here and visited the grave of the Geir Tzedek in 1939, 1940. So we're standing here until 1950, of course, when the Russians came, destroyed that ohel, destroyed the whole cemetery, and this is what we have here. Now, I told you seven graves were moved. In effect, six graves were moved, and whatever they found under that ohel, I can't believe they found anything, but whatever they took dust from that ohel on that fateful day or night in 1951, and they took the dust of the Geir Tzedek, whatever they found there, brought it, and that was in the ohel of the Gaon.
The corner?
The seventh grave that you saw with no marker on it, the one with no marker, is the dust, whatever it is they took in 1951 from this cemetery and transferred over to that cemetery, whatever remains there were of Geir Tzedek. The reason there's no matseva is because there never was a matseva here in this cemetery by the Geir Tzedek. All there was a tree, and then after the tree was chopped down,